The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio, and this is, October now? Hard to believe. I can still remember January 1st, and I can remember February and March, and man, all of a sudden, boom, we're in October already, yeah? Anyway, thanks for tuning in, and hopefully you're listening to on our Generations Online website, generations808.com. But so if you've been reading the magazine, the August-September issue of the three ladies affected by breast cancer is really sold out. It's actually all gone, except for we have a bunch, a couple thousand pieces for the Susan G. Komen walk run. That's going to be very shortly, and I believe that date is, October 13th. It's a Sunday, by the way. Anyway, hopefully you'll be there. Pick up a copy. It's a great race, and thanks to Amanda Stevens and her staff over there at the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So check it out. Great stories. If you haven't read it, please read it. And actually, you should read it cover to cover, ladies. You know, I mean, just saying. And should I say hello to our fans out there? I know we found out we have some great fans from Holly Holy. Thank you very much, Shauna. We have Shauna and Iris from Holly Holy from Waimalu. I guess you call it, consider it Waimalu, not Aiea, not Pro City.
Waimalu.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, ladies.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, see, it's so easy. Guys, this is an easy radio show. We just don't swear, but we can talk about people. We can talk about what you do and how great a service you have and different events. But yeah, it's just a casual conversation. Our listeners love it. And I get emails and calls every week from people wanting you to actually, there's people to slow down so I can hear that telephone number again, or to email me and say, hey, what company was that? So anyway, thanks for emailing and calling me or texting me as well, 234-3117. But anyway, if you've been reading the magazine, we for the last couple of issues, we've been talking about a workshop on November 16th. It's out on the west side this time. It's at the Kroc Center. And Holly Ha'oli, which is a nonprofit adult day center in Waimalu, Aiea, and Generations Magazine partnering up to do this great workshop on the west side for called The Dimension of Family, Care Options, and Resources. So thanks. Iris, you're going to talk about that event,
yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I am.
And then Shauna will talk about the adult day center later on. But so this is a great event. And Kathy, who is supposed to be here, is a little sick. Hopefully she gets better. Have you kind of know what's going on? I know you guys will be there.
Yes.
But can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, we got a generous grant that was given from the Hawaii Community Foundation.
Oh, yes.
The May Templeton Hopper Fund and the Theodore Vieira Fund. And that is going to help us to present this workshop, The Dimension, the Family, Care Options, and Resources. So we're glad that we're going to be together with Generations Magazine on November 16th. This is a free
event. Yes.
Free workshop. Right. Again, free. So it's going to be at the Kroc Center, and you would have to sign up. And we're going to have all these different speakers that are going to be there. Dr. Balaz and a whole bunch of Dr. Wen, you know, talking about the basics of dementia, talking about decluttering for your kupuna, any kind of help. We're going to also have a lot of people there like AARP, other vendors or people that's going to come to that could help you with anything you have questions about your family and having, you know, taking care of someone or caregiving, anybody with dementia or possibly having dementia. So that, again, is a free workshop that we're offering, and you just have to sign up.
And how do they sign up, or how do they register for that event?
You can either call Hale Ha'oli, or you can register online at www.halehaolihawaii.org. Again, our number is 798-8706, Hale Ha'oli Hawaii.
And so, you know, on the west side, this is one thing, it's the first time we're doing this kind of event on the west side. But, I mean, you guys both work in an adult day center. In your personal opinion, I know you're not experts in the field, but in your opinion, a lot of your clients that come to the Adult Day Center have dementia?
Yes.
Shauna?
I would say...
What, a good percentage?
About 90%.
90%?
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yes,
I was going to say 90%. Wow.
Different levels. So, you know, even though they have dementia, it could be the very beginning to the late stages. So about 90% of our clients.
Wow. I'm amazed. I mean,
yeah.
I knew it was a high percentage, but I was going to say 70%. But wow, 90% is very high. Wow. In fact, I was talking to somebody at the, who was that now? I forget. Last week or so, and talking about, was it for Medicaid for long-term care, and a high percentage of old people on that or have dementia as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's something I think, you know, it's a growing need. And so dementia and Alzheimer's and all those related diseases is something that is growing. I mean, I think at some point we can probably even reach 100% probably at some point down the road because it's such a necessity. You said you had a family member that was at Haleaoli, and that's how you got involved?
Right. That's how I actually, because of a, you know, resource program like the dementia family that we're having in the family, I went to that. And that's how my mom got diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And I ended up having to close our family business to take care of her.
Wow.
And so I thought I was the only person in the whole wide world doing this. I did not know. I was in my early 40s, didn't know what I was doing.
Early 40s? You look like you're in your early 40s.
No. Older now. But good thing you're not wearing your glasses. So, but my... I actually went to an AARP function.
Oh.
And at the AARP function was when I realized, oh my God, I'm not alone. So a lot of people who's going through this, you know, you think there's no resources. There is a lot of resources. I didn't know where to start. A friend of mine had told me about this. And in our breaks, there was these different little tables outside in the lobby. And that is where I met Kathy Wyatt, the owner of Haleaoli Hawaii. And I couldn't believe it. That's right down the street from my house.
Really? Oh, lucky
and,
you. Huh?
You know, I was really, yeah.
It just meant to be.
It was. And there was a lot of different places, cities, uh-huh. You know,
yeah.
Functions for people in Manoa and all this kind of
yeah.
stuff. But I was specifically looking where is close for me. And then I met Kathy. And then she shared some of her pictures. And I thought, oh, my God, this is a great idea. I got to get my mom there. But, of course, at that time, my mom was, I'm not old. I don't go to those kind of stuff. I'm not, only old people go to that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I actually went to my PCP, my primary care doctor, and asked her to help me with this situation. So I made an appointment with Kathy to go to Haleaoli, and I made an appointment with my doctor, gave my doctor the pamphlet to kind of white lie that she set up the appointment at Haleaoli for my mom.
You kind of got to be like a smart guy.
Yes, you have to be about 15 steps ahead of your family
parent,
member,
yeah.
You know. And I had to learn all these steps. And so through that, we got to Haleaoli, Hawaii. And then I went to the very first dementia in the family, which was in Pearl City at the library. And we had a line out the door.
I remember that.
And from then on, you know, I would always help Kathy and Shauna as a client, or my mom being a client, you know, with whatever they needed, volunteer and whatnot. And
baked
then,
goods.
Yeah, or baked goods and helped with whatever needed, you know. And it evolved to me becoming the director of the community outreach.
Wow.
And I'm proud to be it.
You're doing great work over there, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I had a lot of good comments. I'm golfing with a buddy of mine tomorrow. His father-in-law is at Haleaoli, by the
nice.
Way.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
We have a lot of clients now, right, Shauna?
We started off with two in 2015. And now we are in 2019.
And how many do you have? 30?
No. We have about 68 clients.
68?
Yes. So we're allowed to have 40 a day.
Right.
So even though having 68, everybody comes different.
Different time. Are you open on weekends too?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So let me ask you this. How, you know, for people that maybe listen to the show, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's hard to find resources, and you have to really look around. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of open up your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hear the story all the time, you know, they're the only one person that can care for my mom or dad.
Right.
But let me just tell you, when you get her age, you'll be like that guy too. Personally, I'm not old. That was my mom. I'm not old. And you'll be like walking around.
I hope
around.
I'm not like that.
You will be like that.
Yeah.
Right. It's all funny. It always ends up like that. It's amazing. I mean, I work with seniors exclusively like you guys, but from all different angles, the legal and the financial and case management and Alzheimer's. But it's so true. Once they look up and look around and ask questions and find resources out there, you know, I remember when Kathy first started, I went to the opening, but I remember seeing that place. And it's something that the adult day center is kind of like the first line of defense besides the children, but the children got to work every day, right? So it's great that they can drop it off and pick them back up.
Mm-hmm.
So is your mom still there?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So actually, over the years, recently, she had to go from her walker to wheelchair because she's having leg issues.
Sure.
So for 2 months, she stopped going because she was a little bit embarrassed, right? She's
sure.
gonna didn't want to have to bother Shauna them with sure. going to the bathroom. So I stayed home with her again, quitting my job again.
Well, Larry's yeah. Bakery, you said, right?
Larry's Bakery. So
wow.
after Larry's Bakery and my mom went to daycare, I was able to kind of go back to work, and I was able to get on the Kupuna Caregiver Program,
wow.
Which allows you to work 30 hours, and they subsidize some payments to
yeah.
directly
Isn't that a great
to
program?
Yes, it is.
But the first state in the country to do something for caregivers
yes.
in this kind of format.
Yes.
In the country.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Kathy Wyatt from Holly Holy was one of very instrumental partners to help push that along and advocate for that.
Yes.
You know? But so if your mom was at a home versus being an adult data center, how would it be?
We wouldn't be able to afford it.
Yeah.
You know, just because we had a family-run business, everybody thinks, oh, we get plenty of money. But with the Alzheimer's, you know, by the time we recognized she had Alzheimer's, all of her savings, all of the money was gone. Where did it go? I don't know. To sweepstakes, to care for the dolphins, and Ginsu knives, and the, you know,
wow.
all the kind of things you see on the late night 2 a.m. shows. My mom was ordering all that
wow.
stuff, writing checks, because when I look back at the checks, that's what it was.
Wow.
You know, so it's not, we can crack up about it, but it really is happening. When I
yeah.
share that with other people, they're
every
like,
day.
My mom did the same thing, or my
every
dad
day.
Did the same thing. You know, so, you know, we're living, she's living, you know, pretty much month to month because her Social Security, like a lot of other Kupuna.
Yeah.
Seriously. So I wouldn't be able to afford it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be able to afford it. And so with Hale Haoli, you know, it just saves us that. And in fact, ever since she went to Hale Haoli, her doctors have been saying, what have you done differently?
That's what I mean.
You know?
Her being at home versus being in an adult
yes.
day center. How often does she go?
Monday through Friday.
Wow.
She's got to see her friends now. And it's kind of like a reverse, yeah, like kindergarten,
yeah.
reverse roles.
It is.
I drop her off. Bye, Mom. She don't even say bye to me.
Yeah.
She just goes off.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like, oh, wow. So when I first had dropped her off, I did have that, I don't know, I don't have my own children, but I felt like I had that syndrome, you know, when the kid goes to school and stuff like that. I felt really sad, but I was like, at least she's doing well. Her health is well. Her mind, to me, it's almost like the progression of that Alzheimer's slowed down because
she's having more activity, having
yes.
more social contact.
Yes.
She's eating regular meals.
Yes.
You know, let me ask you this. How did you get her? Because this is something that always happens, and I'll tell you one of my stories about how to get your mom to an adult day center. But how did you get her to go? You said she didn't want to go. She didn't want to be.
She didn't want to go. That was the biggest challenge for our family.
So how did you do it?
Of course, white lies. And again, getting the PCP involved, where I had to ask the PCP, are you willing to tell my mom that you made the appointment for her to go to daycare? And we're not going to ever, with the family, I said, we're not ever going to call it daycare. We call it Hale Haoli. And I said, whenever someone says, oh, your mom's going to daycare or grandma's going to daycare, you correct them right away and say Hale Haoli. No, she goes to Hale Haoli. So it didn't sound like she was going to daycare.
So it was a third party that made kind of told
helped
her that
me.
You got to go.
Yes. And then along with my brothers, you know, we took her and we just would say, let's go out. But go there and drop her off. And she had no choice, right? We're getting out of the car. Where are we going? Oh, we're just going to go visit some people. And
now
when she goes there, she forgets about it because there's so much things going on. And now she just
That's
goes.
How to redirect, distract, white lies sometimes, or good lies, I call them.
Yes.
But it's just something that, yeah.
You have to do whatever
every
you have
family,
to do.
Every family, and I tell people, try different things.
Mm-hmm.
I always recommend people... kids of the people who have dementia is that go to a caregiver support group meeting. You meet other caregivers going through the same issue.
Yes.
We have a writer in a magazine, been here since day one, and his mother was had early signs of dementia, started getting worse, but she was still mobile. And she still couldn't get along. She just started forgetting names and things like that. Her daughter was a nurse, but she didn't listen to the daughter who's a nurse. And so I said, the reason why is that she sees you as a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she is a professional nurse, you know. And so the husband, the guy, the writer writes for the magazine, was talking about, you know, a third party bringing a professional in. And so we had a setup where we took her to an adult day center, just sat her down and say, we're going to go talk to this, my friend over here. So just sit around, talk to the friend, come back. While he's talking about how to apply and all the paperwork, stuff like that. Then he said, okay, we're going to come back, and I think we might eat lunch here today, so you're okay with that? Mom said, okay. Then so she could get used to being around older people. She didn't want to hang out with old people, obviously, all the time. And slowly she got used to and met some people. And then one thing for her, they had an actual arm-pulling slot machine.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And they all made noises. And she loved it. They would line up for that thing in the morning. 1 month later, she'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, they don't open till 7:30. Goes, I'm ready to go. Like, mom is still sleeping.
That's awesome.
Every
That's awesome.
Day.
You have to just find that it for them.
That it and that hook and you know, like my mother-in-law, who's finally at an adult day center. She saw a cousin she hasn't seen in many many years. She saw a classmate of hers from 1941, I believe. She's 96, my mother-in-law. And she gained 10 pounds. I mean, who would ever thunk that would happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At that age of, I think she got in there at 93, 92.
Wow.
Yeah. And she gained 10. And it shows you how bad her diet was.
Mm-hmm.
We have to call ahead of time to see if she's available to go lunch or dinner. It's amazing what you folks do and what Hale Haoli does and all the adult day centers in the state of Hawaii that does. And it just people need to understand you'll be a great caregiver. You love your mom dearly, but you may be the best caregiver, but when you're going to work, it's a wonderful. Whoever thought of this idea of an adult day center, they did a wonderful work.
Yes, I give a lot of credit to Shauna and the faculty there because they're there one-on-one with everybody. And the days that I get, like, I don't want to get up, I think of Shauna because she gets up every day to go and help our kupuna early. You know, she gets there like 6 o'clock for the early risers, for the people that have to work and have to drop off their...
Before
their,
they go to work.
Yes. You know, and she's there, and she's there till the end of the day. And so I applaud to Shauna because She's
in the trenches, as they say.
Yeah, thank you. You know, she
but I don't feel trench. I
right.
love my job.
Right.
I love the elderly.
It
and
shows.
It
totally shows.
I love to see them when they're like, the family will tell us, oh, she doesn't want to come. They're not going to want to do this or that. And they get to our center and they're doing everything the family said they probably wouldn't want to do because that's not for them. And they just thrive. They see others there that they haven't seen in forever. We have mm-hmm. everybody pretty much at our center lives in the area, yeah. and then they end up like, hey, that's my classmate, is dropping off their parents too, mm-hmm. the classmate. And, you know, I just love my job.
Yeah, I've been doing this. I've been doing finance for 31 years, and I got into reverse mortgage working with seniors 17, 18 years ago. And it's the best industry to work for. They're very caring. They're very thankful. They're very sincere. They're honest. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, we in the field have to be the same way. Mm-hmm. And not only with respect, but also with a caring love, and that knowing that we might be there someday. Well, we will be there.
No, that's exactly how you have to look at it.
Somebody will treat somebody. You know, I always tell when I train professionals about aging is that we always have to treat people like it's your grandma.
Yes.
Because it is somebody's grandma.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
So that's really good. So let me ask you this, Iris. Since you have a family member with dementia, what are some of the topics here? So, guys, I'll go over the topics. So we start at 7:30 at Croc Center. Registration, we're going to have exhibitors there, state and city agencies, ARPs there. By the way, are you an AARP member? AARP member?
Yes, I am.
Oh, because you don't have to be 50 to be an
AARP
member.
No, you don't.
I was an AARP member. I got in this business at 42, and I think I got my I started subscribing to the magazine at 45, 43 maybe, but you just can't be a member. You can subscribe to the magazine. It's a really good. That's actually how I learned a lot about this.
Yes.
And then when you turn 50, you get a card, and now you're a member, and you get certain discounts around town. But yeah, it's a great resource. They do great work. Jackie over there does all the workshops for AARP here. But so, okay, so real quick, before we take our first break here, it's November 16th, Saturday, at the Croc Center in Eva Beach. You can go to the online. Can it register online? HaoliHawaii.org?
Yes.
You can register online.
HaoliHaoli.org.
Or give them a call, 798-8706. So it starts at 7:30, and we're going to register then. And the first two workshops will be 8 to 9, Dementia Basics, and then Decluttering, which is probably one of the biggest social issues that we see everywhere. Then we're going to have caregivers. A section on caregivers, and also planning for the last chapters in life, incapacitated and dementia. And then later on in the morning will be how to decide, making choices for those who cannot, and healthy aging and brain health. And then what an adult day center is, and the legislative bill for caregivers in their kupuna. And lastly, it'll be home care options. So different ways to set up home care, because, you know, obviously if you go to an adult day center, you got to go home. And like my neighbor, she works 8 to 10 hours a day at an adult day center, has come home to take care of mom, but there's times where she needs off, so she actually has a caregiver by probably about 10, 12 hours a day. But it's just very difficult. And setting that up, understanding what home care is it can be a much, much more of an issue. Yes, Shana.
Can I add something to that? Adult daycare, adult centers, is more affordable than hiring a private aide or CNA to come into your house. So, for example, our center is $75 a day from 8 to 5, where you can get a CNA or someone to come into your house, and you're going to be paying $25 an hour and up, depending on the care level.
Minimum 3 hours.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's $75 anyway. But only get 3 hours where you get 8 or 9 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. Eight hours.
You get two snacks and lunch.
And a array of activities.
I know. And you guys go on trips once in a while.
Yes.
I know you guys do good work. But yeah, that's the thing. And so I know that you don't do really a lot of care, but you're just kind of watching over them, making sure the activities.
Percy, we do a lot of care. We help in assisting with toileting needs.
Oh, do you?
We also provide showers.
You provide showers?
For a cost, yes. But
on
yes.
top of the 75.
So we're, because for a moment when you said that, you sounded like my husband. When he tells me, all you do is play bingo and play cards all day. No, we do much more. We assist in toileting needs. And we provide showers also.
Oh, wow. I love that.
I'm not playing bingo all day.
You're not Vanny White. The Irish is not Vanny White, huh?
No.
Not Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. Ashana is
so there's
right.
much
they're,
more.
They do, you know, you think that they're just playing with them, but they're not. They're, they have a toileting schedule because mm-hmm. I had to
they
ask.
They do?
Them. Yes.
What do you mean
toileting? Every
mean
2 hours, everybody
so
goes.
So if your loved one
everybody?
Is.
Everybody?
No. If your loved one is incontinent, upon our assessment, we do for your loved one. If they're incontinent, then we put them on a toileting schedule so that they're always dry. So every 2 hours, we toilet them and make sure
and
that
they're... And are they okay with that?
Yes, that's something mm-hmm. that the family lets us know. And mm-hmm. then the clients, they're okay with that.
Oh. Yes, my mom's on a toileting schedule. Yes. She wasn't when she was with her walker. She could go on her own. It was a challenge to get her into that pull-up panty, but we did. And with the help of Hale Haoli. And then reassuring her when she was in her wheelchair because she didn't want to come because she thought, oh, hazukashi or shame, they got to help me to the toilet, you know. But they reassured her, no, auntie.
This is our job.
Yeah,
this is what we're here
gonna for.
We're
going to do it. And now she's all good and every 2 hours. So I noticed that the scheduling, that toileting scheduling at Hale Haoli has groomed her because now at home I notice every couple hours – she'll want to get up to go to the bathroom.
That's a good one.
And so when we go out, I always put a timer for myself when we do stuff, 2 hours. Mom, let's go to the toilet. She goes, you got to go to the toilet again. And I'm like, even if I don't have to make shishi, I will go. And I will flush the toilet and everything. And then she'll be like, oh, you know what? Since you're here and I'm here,
I can go.
Yeah.
Well, how funny. Oh, you're smart, ladies. Yeah.
you know what? I became smart because I have to do this. I learned from other people. And, you know, we have caregiver meetings like you had mentioned before.
You have support group meetings there?
Yes, once a month. First Monday, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. How many are men versus women at your place? All but one.
The men are scarce. Sorry. I have maybe
out of my 68,
I have eight. Men.
I kind of figured that.
And yes, 68.
So where are the rest of the men? They at home?
I think the women outlive the men.
No, that's true, absolutely. But I think it is harder to get the man mm-hmm. there.
I mean, certain ones, like my uncle is 2 years younger than my mom. I said, do you want to go to Hale Haoli? And he goes, what do they do there? And I said, well, they have TV. And I said, they play cards. He goes, do they play payut? And I go, no, uncle, they don't gamble over there. They don't play payut. He goes, nah, I stay home then.
Why? You don't have to gamble to play payut.
Well, no, but
I grew up playing payut.
I think a lot of it, too, is if their spouse is still living, it's hard for the spouse to let the husband go. I think there's a little, might have a little guilt with that. You know, like, I should be the caregiver of my husband. I shouldn't send him to a center.
Yeah, but I think you should, you know, find a way to encourage that to happen. Because what happens is the mom or the wife does so much and then she goes down or she gets dementia herself. Yeah, and it's really important to stay healthy. Because if you're not healthy, you can't take care of your loved one.
Yes, and that's exactly what I tell them. When
I would
come.
Encourage them start off 1, 2, 3 days a week. Tell them, man, yeah, we're gonna have a Texas Hold'em tournament. Tell your uncle that. Go, ooh, really? But Paiute, but hard to find people that play Paiute anymore.
I know. So, and then I don't know if the other clients can play Paiute.
Ah, to tell them, you know, you can teach them,
right?
You'll be the Paiute expert master. We have master. Coming in to teach us about Paiute. That's what I mean we should do. Bring him in once a week. Hey, uncle, can you come help teach some of our guys here how to play Paiute?
Oh, my God.
And he might just get into that little man kick that we have.
Shana, you know what Paiute is? Did you know before? Did you grow up playing it?
No. I do not know what that is.
Probably anybody younger than probably 57, probably. Well, you did you know Paiute before?
I don't know Paiute.
Yeah. See, a lot. Yeah. I mean, I grew up playing that because... I left Hawaii when I was young, and when we traveled, we always played those kind of games.
Oh, really?
I have a big family. I have 6 kids in our family, and so we would all play, and it was so much fun. But then until someone get mad, huh? But yeah, that's. But that's, yeah, you probably got to be older than 57 to have known
that. Is that the one with all the nickels and dimes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen it, but I've never played it.
And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of strategy people don't know because all the nickels and dimes and pennies, you know. But we do have to take a short break. Okay, we're here with Holly Haole, a nonprofit adult day center in IAI Waimalu with Iris and Shanna. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about the adult day center. And really, I want to get into what kind of classes, you know, a little bit more about the classes if we can. Okay, we're going to take a short break. Hold on there. We'll be right back.
Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here. Bet you find it at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. And this October we're here already. And we're talking about November 16th, a dementia workshop for the family and the caregivers. We're here with Hale Haole, our partner, Hale Haole Hawaii, by the way, which is an adult day center in Waimalu, Aiea. And they're partnering with Generations Magazine to put on this event at the Kroc Center in the West Side, Saturdays 7:30 to 12:30. And it's going to be a great workshop. I know Kathy, who the head person over at Hale Haole Hawaii, has put on past workshops, and they've always filled up, right?
Yes.
And so this workshop, because so many of your clients, but a lot of the area on Pro City on that side of the island, really, there are a lot of people that are underserved. And, you know, we usually do our aging in place workshop in town because it fits the venue. But I'm really happy for the Kroc Center and what you guys are doing out there. So how are you guys promoting besides on your website as well?
Yes, we're promoting it on our website. We're also going to be at Pearl Ridge at the Senior Lifestyle Ohana Fair. And we're going to, that is Saturday, Sunday, October 19th and
20th. Oh, okay.
It is the Pearl Ridge Uptown. So the side by Macy's.
Okay.
In that center stage area. So we'll be giving out information. You can sign up there also for this program.
Is that part of Pearl Ridge? We're putting that on?
I believe it is. Okay. Well, I just have notes here. Okay. Sorry.
So that one you have to pay for a booth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because we have ours coming up in Windward Mall in January.
I believe it's the partner with that because I know I saw that on.
Anyway, for adult day centers and dementia, Shauna, you're probably right because I know on the skilled nursing side, probably 90% are women too. You know, probably 90% if not higher.
And assisted livings.
It's just living a little bit different. You have independent living, yeah. But for adult day center, yeah, because they can't care for them at home all day long while you're working. And it's very difficult. I have several friends and some relatives that are being cared for right now. And I've been recommending them, you really should send them in an adult day center.
And that's what I tell families, too. I said, it's for your well-being. How are you going to give 100% care to your loved one if you're stressed out, if you're fried? If you go twice a week to a daycare center for your loved one, send them there, at least you get that rejuvenation for that day. You get to do, you know, whatever you want to do, and then you refill your spirit and you're able to give that love and caring.
Nobody can do it 24/7.
Exactly. No one can.
We have I know a friend of mine, they've been caring for their mom for 7 years, and one brother said, you know what, I'm done, your turn now. So now the other brother had been caring for probably at least 3 years, closed on a business as well. And I talked to him about a year ago. I said, you know, you guys really need to look at some other options. It's going to ruin your life. And he said, it already has.
Marriages.
Yes.
Yeah. One that was caring for the first 7 years got divorced.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
So that's why it's very important. Centers, respite care for the caregiver. Because I think I read somewhere, sometimes the caregiver...
Passed away before the...
Yes.
Yes. It's a growing phenomenon, by the way.
Because you take care of yourself last because you're trying to give, give, give.
While they're giving, they're paying all the bills.
Yes.
Taking care of
the
house.
Chef,
cooking,
the
chef,
the doctor, the transportation.
And it's very difficult. All that stress, because stress is number one killer.
Yes.
Stress causes all kind of diseases out there. And so, unfortunately, besides white hair, Iris, just pull it out like I do. Or cut it. I cut mine out.
No, I would be bald.
I just got my hair done. Cut my hair the other day. Goes, oh yeah, you have less white hair tonight. Why have you been cutting it out? I don't. You want to pull it out? From what I understand, you don't pull it out.
Just trim it down.
Yeah, I just trim it down to where you can't really see it. If you pull it out,
10 more grow.
No,
if
don't
you
grow,
get bald, it won't. Get bald.
Yeah.
That is very true, what Shauna said.
But anyway, so what kind of classes do you think would be good for people out there?
I think, you know, if you're starting off, definitely listen in on Dementia Basics with Dr. Balazs, because that will probably run down, like, you might not know what dementia is or what your family member is going through, and you just think, oh, they're hothead, they're not like, listen, they're giving me hard
time.
Yes. So I think Dementia Basics is great.
Well, that one especially, because I was talking to friends of mine last week, and I was talking about how their mother, I think that I see early signs of dementia. And he, oh, no, that's old age. I said, do you know that's not part of aging? He said, yeah, it is. She's almost 90 years old. Everybody gets dementia when they get older. I said, dementia is not a normal part of aging. And they go, what, you're an expert now? I said, no, but I've had experts on my radio show and have experts in write articles about dementia. It's not a normal part of aging. Yes, as you get older, you don't take care of your health, you don't exercise, get social contact. Yeah, you're probably going to get it, but it's not normal. So if we can get people, like you said, your mother's better now.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably more active. She's thinking more. Hopefully she's having a better quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the Dementia Basics is important, because a lot of times, you know, some of the doctors are not documenting them early enough. And I always tell people, you got to get your mother documented and say, yeah, she does have some early form. That way the family can start addressing the needs and wants that the family she's going to have. And also, you know, go to adult, go to caregiver support group meetings. It is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, families don't do it early enough until they're stressed out. Then they go pull their hair. Now what do I do? I'll get calls like that. I said, have you gone to an adult day center or talked to a support group meeting? No. Why not? Open yourself up. And I know you guys encourage family, but they need to open themselves up. Because unless you go to college or study, you know, a lot like I do, you're not going to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're going to put your head down in the sand and go until something bursts open. Then you got to rush and figure out, make calls to people or doctors and find out what's going on. But, dementia basics are really good. Decluttering is always a big issue. I have two storage bins outside of my house that's still not full yet. It's still empty. You know, I'm trying to get my wife to start putting more stuff outside. But she just moves stuff around the house. I'm cleaning this area. I'm cleaning the drawer. I come back. Oh, it's kind of nice. What'd you throw out? Oh, a lot of stuff. Not enough. Fill the storage up. But anyway, that's another story. But you guys support caregivers. Family caregivers, almost everybody, right? Because they're working?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so critical for families. So, Shauna, since you work there, what's the earliest they can drop off their loved ones?
6 a.m.
In the morning.
Ooh. Yes, I am there Monday through Friday, 6 a.m.
Like this.
Wow, I give you a lot of credit. Boy.
Bright eye, bushy boy. Tail, always.
Well, you must be grumpy when you go home to your husband, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm very happy.
I'm just joking, Sean. Hey, so, and what time do they have to all leave?
We're open till 5 p.m., but we do have late pickup as late as 7 p.m. for an additional fee on top of the daily rate.
Wow, what? Buy you dinner and they can go stay to 7.
Bring me Starbucks and I will watch them till 7 while I'm on Netflix.
Oh,
no,
that's
I'm just joking.
Easy. That's easy.
It's an additional fee of $10 per hour.
Sure.
So we're not like A+. A+ charges $1 a minute. I'm just joking. I don't know what they do.
Yes, someone's there.
Yeah, so we charge $10 per hour till late at 7 p.m.
Good. But you should do $10 a dollar a minute.
But you do have to indicate it on your calendar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about Saturdays and Sundays?
Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays we're open from 8:30 to 5 for $95 a day.
Wow, that's
and then
good.
Sundays is 8:30 to 4:30 for $95.
You open too?
Yes.
Wow, well, I work Sundays.
I'll give you this.
And right now we're
I'm sleeping on Sunday.
We have a grant for Saturday and Sunday people if they qualify for tuition assistance.
Really?
Yes.
So when you say assistance, it's not 100%.
It's not 100%. That's correct.
But you guys take Medicaid, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So does that cover the whole cost?
Medicaid covers the whole cost.
Wow.
So they would have to talk to their case manager sure. of whichever group they're a part of, United Healthcare, uh-huh. Kaiser, Ohana. And then they come out and do their assessment, and then they'll let us know how many days they've been approved for showers, for 5 days a week, for weekends,
wow.
for early drop-off, late pickup.
And so you bill them then?
I bill Medicaid, yes.
Wow. That's pretty good. So how big is your staff? Can I ask?
Yes. So
our big staff nowadays, huh?
Yes, our staff is growing. When Kathy Wyatt started her business, there was only, I would say four, because, you know, I have to include Scott. And then there was myself.
Scott?
Yeah. So that was the beginning of our staff. And now we're up to, I have... about nine.
Wow.
Ten. Well, let's say 10 altogether.
Well, good for you. Oh, the Irish is number 10.
Yes. With Kathleen Wyatt.
And so, Kathleen's a nurse.
Yes.
And you have any other nurses or mostly CNAs?
Well, yes. So, Kathy Wyatt is a nurse. She's also an educator for CNA classes.
Right.
She has her own school.
That's one thing, too. Can you talk about the school real quickly?
Sure.
So she's doing it, what, once a year, twice a year she does classes?
She does classes, I would say, about three times a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And her school is located in...
YPL.
By Costco.
Near Costco.
Oh, yeah, I
remember
that.
Kahuka.
Yeah,
it's okay. Kahuka.
Yes. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And so
Most affordable on the island because it also runs from a grant, too.
Right, because Hale Hale Hawaii is a nonprofit.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. And so, let me ask you something. Yeah, I listen to you, and you guys do great work, but I always look at it from the listener's point of view or the family's point of view. What are some of the most challenging situations? Like, my dad's all grumpy all day long, or he wants to just watch TV all day long, or he only comes in and takes a nap. Is that allowable? What would you say to a family?
At the daycare, I would let them know that that is allowed. But we're going to encourage him to participate in all the activities. And when I approach him at the chair and tell him, Mr. Smith, let's go. It's time for exercise. He's following me.
He's going to go.
Yes. Because I got to say that our staff loves their job. The staff that we have, this is what they love to do. They're not here because it's conveniently located to their home. They're there because they love our kapuna. They love our environment. They love our boss. Everything is good.
That's the one thing I liked about Haleha'oli when I saw that. When my mom came in, she did see a friend that was already there.
Oh,
and,
that was fortunate for you.
Yeah, that was. Although she didn't remember her name or anything like that. But the care and how the facility is, it's like mom being in her own living room. And mom having her own grandchildren help her. You know, it seemed like that for her. And they asked, is it okay we call her auntie? And yes, she said, of course. So everything is, oh, auntie Irene this, auntie, da, 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 da. So, you know, that's what our family liked about Haleha'oli, and that they would get us involved. Would you guys like to come to the Christmas party? Would you guys like to come to do this? Or we're having this event, or we're going to do this, and, you know, or your mom's, we're going to have a costume contest. If you guys can come down and, you know, be a part of that.
Send us some pictures. Tell Kathy, send us some pictures. We'd love to cover that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's why our family loved Haleha'oli, and a bunch of our friends who walk past Haleha'oli going to a doctor's appointment or anything, they'll peek in, or sometimes we'll, you know, and they're welcoming too. They're, you know, like, oh, I know her, or, you know, I just wanted to say hi. And they're like, oh, yeah, they're so nice there. We always see them through the windows of the parking lot, and they're exercising. And, oh, yeah, you know, we're so happy for your mom that she goes there, because they seem, you know, like they really mm-hmm. love her. They do. They love all their clients.
Good. You know. So besides bingo and exercise, what else do you folks do with that? Some of the other activities.
We have yoga on Tuesdays.
Really?
Yes, from the Body and Brain.
Killer. We send out that calendar. Wow,
he's a calendar of events, guys, for Haleakala Hawaii. Boy, you got a busy day here.
Yes, sir.
Mindful meditation?
Yes, and that's provided by Dr. Lucas Morgan.
wow.
I can't remember at the top of my head what organization he's from, but it's out in Ala Moana area.
And you have manicures?
Yes.
Wow.
And all the activities.
Can I, my wife? Can I give a gift certificate to my wife?
All the manicure. Activities are free. There is no
manicures
charge.
Are free?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, I tell them I only charge smiles.
Wow. Yoga. Oh, can I come for the foot massage?
Yes.
We have foot massage?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
We cater to our clients as we would want to be catered to.
Those days, and a little on a hand massage. They must line up for that.
Yes, they do.
Do the guys do foot massage?
We have one male employee, and he does the foot massage and hand massage.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I like this yoga. You have arts and craft. But I like manicures. Wow. Guys, every Friday, manicures.
Yeah. And bingo.
And bingo.
Because my mom would be up and ready on Fridays.
That's great. So anyway, six to seven, if you pay a little fee, otherwise six to five. So who does your food, by the way?
Our food, we do it in-house.
You do?
Yes.
Wow.
So, and so you have shop, make it. We have,
this is our food schedule.
Yes.
Here's your menu. Okay, guys, here's the menu at Haleakala Hawaii. Yakisoba noodles, beef stew, or like on plate lunch place, Salisbury steak, chicken fried rice, all kind. Beef,
of
broccoli,
course, if they're on a special diet, Shauna, well,
if you have a special diet or low, we could do low sodium, but special diet, you would just look at your calendar and see what days that you feel your loved one should not be eating at our place, and then just bring a home lunch.
That's a good answer. That's really short, because you can't expect everybody to have a special diet.
Yes. Right? And then we are adult daycare.
Not
day
too many
care.
Adult day centers do.
Yes.
But have you ever thought about, I have a friend of mine that makes very healthy meals. His name is Chef Michi. She's in a magazine. If you go to our website, you can Google, now go to our website and just search Chef Michi. It pulls down all our recipes over there that she's done for the magazine. She's actually a personal friend of mine. I've known since 1989, I think it was. But anyway, so what's some of the changes? Do you see changes in people when they come besides Iris's mom?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. A lot of times the families will tell me, you know, my mom doesn't eat. She's lost 15 pounds. But once they get there, eating lunch every day, and I think that's because it's in a group setting. Everybody's eating, so everybody eats.
Mm-hmm.
And also, so for a short story, I'm a Porigi. I don't know if you could tell.
I can tell. I'm glad you said it, not me.
So I had this one client, barely talk. I would say didn't talk at all. Wouldn't participate. You know, just would just sit there. The family said, it's okay. This is how she is. We ended up getting these earphones from Eversound. So they're earphones, and Mary, one of the staff members, walks around with the microphone, so then the people wearing the earphones can hear louder, amplify. And this one client, once we got those, we put it on her. She started singing at sing-along. We ask her questions. What's your daughter's name? Jasmine. You know, the family was like, oh my gosh, we haven't heard her sing. She hasn't done nothing. But with those earphones to amplify her hearing.
Great story. Maybe that's beautiful. The reason why.
But anyway, it was.
Anyway, we're here with Shauna and Iris from Haleakala Hawaii, a nonprofit adult day center in Waimalo in the Mary Salvio building, second yes. floor. But thanks so much, lady. We'll see you November 16th.
Yes.
And then, and if you really want to go join a support group meeting, check them out. Your support group meetings at the facility
first
is
Monday of
every
each
week?
Month.
Every month, first
yes.
Monday.
And you can free? Always call. It's free? Free. Yes.
Good. Well, give Iris and Shauna a call, and you're going to enjoy yourself. But thanks so much, everybody.
Thank
Have
you.
A great
Thank
weekend.
Thank you, Percy. Thank you,
and
too.
And aloha, and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.